With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This is a message to all the haters out there. If you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan.
In the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. What a way to make a living.
Hey, and I'm watching it on YouTube, so it's still going on right now. All right, look, we are back with another episode. This is episode 31. Welcome, welcome, and welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 31 of Hog HQ Live, brought to you by the Hog Talk Podcast. Once again, we're in our summer sessions where we basically break down a lot of information that's going on currently in Hog Nation and also break down any type of what?
I don't know.
Yeah. That boy playing with buttons and shit. All right. So we basically break down, we're currently in a state where we're breaking down position groups. So that's where we are right now. Before we get into the show tonight, as you can see, it's hat night. Yeah, it's hat night. It wasn't playing. We just jumped on and we all had on hats. So it was what it was.
Well, you know, it's kind of.
I got to go get that cut this week. But anyway, before we get into the show, we first of all want to thank everyone that's watching. We all announced on our own pages and within the group, we are currently at 21,000 members at Hog HQ. Tell a friend, tell a friend. You see the hashtag. Tell a friend, tell a friend. We are back again. 21K. We thank you for everyone who has watched, shared, watched the YouTube, subscribed the whole nine. We thank you so much for your support and your love. We got family members watching. We got friends, Hog fans. So we thank all you guys for jumping in and doing what it do. Also, in current news, we just currently had Hagan Smith, former Razorback baseball player, getting drafted. I think we got a little clip of that.
With the fifth pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Chicago White Sox select Hagen Smith, a left-handed pitcher from the University of Arkansas.
That's what I'm talking about. It feels good to see Arkansas in the top five, getting ranked up there with the big boys and getting named early. So people look at Arkansas as a destination to go play baseball, which Dave Van Horn has been doing a great job of getting players here. And like you say, a lot of those high school guys, I'm interested to see how many high school guys that were coming will end up getting drafted. So that'll be interesting too. Going straight into Summer League basketball. I've been watching a couple of these games. Of course, I'm here in Atlanta. I watched the number one pick, Zachary Richardson. Yeah, I watched him.
Him.
Yeah. I'm sure in Atlanta going to come up with a name for him real quick. So I got a chance to watch him. I got a chance to watch number two pick. They played Washington the other night. Got a chance to watch Nick Smith Jr. with the drive and the snatch back and had the guy breaking his ankles like he was on roller skates. So got a chance to watch a couple players. Anthony Black played the other night. So
he's playing right now too.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. He's playing again.
Yeah, he had 20 Friday night. Nick Smith had 24, I believe, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Kamani Johnson didn't play. He was a newer addition to the Knicks summer league team.
Shout out to him.
And then it officially came official on July 9th that Amude was on a two-way deal with the Bucks. So we should see him suiting up for their summer league team soon. Ricky Council, I mean, doing what he's been doing. He had 24 balling last night also.
Yeah, he's been balling.
I mean, there's, in my opinion, no reason for him to be in the summer league. I get it.
Correct.
But between the G League and then the time that he did get with the 76ers, it's one of those either trade him to a team that's going to play him or stop messing around.
Yeah. Anybody seen Jordan Walsh play yet?
He played last night. He's starting for the Celtics.
Okay.
Last night, was that Saturday? Yeah. I mean, he only had 4 last night.
Gotcha. So if he ever come for my prize picks, I need to pick him for less. Got it.
I don't know if Jimmy Witt only played in 2 minutes. He's still getting back with going with the Warriors. So
okay. Cool. So like everybody that we pretty much know about, former Hawks is currently in the league, that's getting some action in summer league. So kudos to those guys. Shout out to those guys for doing their thing, putting in work, getting seen, and trying to get their roles ready for this upcoming season. So shout out to those guys for putting in the work so they can do what they do. Last week, we talked about Khalil Ware. That dude went off. I think he had like 20-plus points, 24 points.
Something like that.
Yeah, he balled out. You got anything going summer league?
Not really. I mean, it's just going to be a bunch of – you'll see a stretch where you're going to have guys probably sitting. Like, I wouldn't imagine you're going to see Anthony Black play the entire time.
Right.
May even be the same for Ricky Council, some of these guys that actually get to play on their NBA rosters.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, this is really time to shine for somebody like Kamani. You know, he's getting a shot. So somebody like him, he's got to prove it every second he's on the court, just because a lot of these guys, I mean, this is going to be, you know, last-ditch chance at a G League contract for a lot of them.
Gotcha. Shout out to Will. Will watching us on YouTube. What's up, guys? What's up, Will? How you doing, brother?
What's up, Will?
Yeah. So, boom. You, sir. We're going straight into football. Might as well run it.
Run it.
Right now!
Hey, that's pretty cool, man. So if you didn't know, that was a clip from NCAA football. Is that what it's called now, or is it college football?
It's EA Sports College Football 25. No NCAA 25 at this point in time.
So I guess the NCAA said, we didn't co-sign this crap. Y'all can do what y'all want to do with it.
I mean, yeah. It's one of the, like, I think we're so used to saying NCAA whatever year. I mean, you're still going to get your people to do it, but, you know, it's a big middle finger to the NCAA, the way I look at it. So,
yeah, we'll just, they're not really running things anymore.
No, we'll gladly correct ourselves just to
absolutely
put it to them.
So Will said his son's Hagen went to the White Sox. I'm assuming, Will, that you are not a White Sox fan.
I wanted him to go to the Cardinals at six.
Of course, Just like you want all the Razorbacks to go play for the Cowboys. Stop it.
Who?
Not you, because I know you're a Ravens fan, but most people.
Speaking of, sad day, Jacoby Jones, former Baltimore Ravens, was found dead in his sleep this morning or last night at some point. So 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. 40 years old. Former Pittsburgh Steeler, too. But I know you won a Super Bowl with you guys. So, yeah. Condolences to his family, man. It's a sad situation. There's been a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at a comment, Alex Sterling. Alex said, what's up? What's up, Alex? How you doing? Appreciate you for joining us this evening. Michael, hello from Northeast Arkansas. You know what? That's something we want to start. Where are you guys watching from? Shout out to Northeast Arkansas. Is that Jonesboro? Because when you say Northeast, it's the first thing I think about. Michael, is that Jonesboro? Rather have him go to the car. Yeah. I get it. If he could have came to the Braves, it would have been even better. But there's no way he would have lasted that long in the draft.
The White Sox have, like, what, six or seven Razorbacks? Or have had six or seven recent Razorbacks?
Sound like the Patriots of the baseball, right?
Sounds like the Bucks of Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, too, supposedly, now this came from the Pat Bev Pods X account.
Okay.
And I don't know what team it is, but there's talk that either Pat Beverly will either basically get a veteran minimum deal from somebody, or there's a big time deal overseas that he's also looking at. And it's one of those things that go where the money is at this point.
Yeah.
Just like I will never understand why James Harden didn't sign that rumored 4 years, $1 billion deal in Saudi Arabia.
Because at the end of the day, just like, what's the man's name? Kirk Cousins, whoever his agent is, they just keep getting these guys money. But like I said, I think he's trying to compete for actual championship. But as long as he keeps dribbling the ball and shooting everywhere, it doesn't really matter. Shout out to these comments. So Derek Simpson watching us from Harrison. Will is watching us from Wynn, Arkansas. Michael said he's 30 minutes east of Jonesboro. Shannon says from Perigo. I used to know a young lady from Perigo back in college. Michael said, halfway between Jonesboro and Blytheville. Gotcha. All right. Logan. Shout out to Logan. What's up with you, my guy? San Angelo. San Angelo, Texas tonight. Users from Midland, Texas. Gotcha. Surrounded by Aggies and Horns.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. Sucks. Will said, Benintendi, Michael, and Turner. Gotcha. All those guys play for the Sox. So at the end of the day, maybe the Sox get adopted as one of those teams that we watch.
Oh, we got.
Got Maryland?
Wait. We got Derrick Henry and Maryland? Is this a burner?
No.
I'm going
It's a different spelling. I know you're a Ravens fan, and you would love to see Derrick Henry jump on this thing. Give us a shout-out. So watch it from Maryland. Shout-out, Derrick. That's what's up. All right, boom. So the transition was college football. 25, and that was a live shot. Well, not a live shot, but a simulation of Arkansas running through the A in simulation mode versus LSU in the rivalry. The graphics look sweet on it, man. It looked good to see the stadium filled up, even though it's a video game and striped. So that was pretty cool. I think the biggest thing I seen when I seen that was the fact these names are actually on the back of these jerseys now. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it really dope. So, of course,
Some of the video I've seen so far, too, it's like it's a lot more realistic, obviously. I mean, we've had 10, 11 years since the last one, but actually seeing some of these like quarterbacks getting chased down by defenders and crappy offensive line blocking, and I mean, all just the gameplay of it seems a lot better than even I'm going to go as far as saying even what we see on Madden, which I know it's a Madden engine, but at the same time, separate yourself from Madden as much as possible.
Absolutely. Ricky watching us from Jonesboro. Okay, so we got some Northeast. So somehow, remember we put out those stats about where our peak areas are? I know it was Little Rock and Northwest Arkansas with Fayetteville was second. We got to get Northeast Arkansas with it. I think Northeast Arkansas was third, though. I think it was third. Maybe Jonesboro was third, I want to say. Fort Smith wasn't third?
I think Fort Smith was third.
It could have been Pine Bluff. Well, Matt from Matt, everybody from Matt Kemp is calling in and checking in. So maybe it's PB. Who knows? Who knows? Either way it goes, Little Rock is in the building. Little Rock is in the building. So either way it goes. So check it. Getting straight into football, SEC Media Day. So we got SEC Media Day this week coming up, the schedule. And before we even get into that part, I'm looking at this list. You can jump back into it. Yeah, I want to see it. So I'm looking at this schedule for Monday. I know it's not an Arkansas situation, but man, condolences to Lane Kiffin and his family. Y'all know his dad passed, Monty Kiffin. Mm-hmm. So Monty Kiffin was one of the great minds in professional football with Tampa Bay Bucs. So if anybody remembers that historic defense when the Bucs were really rolling, it was because of Monty Kiffin.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Condolences to Lane Kiffin and his family.
How long
family.
Was he at Arkansas?
It was short, I want to say.
It was short. Dude, it was so short. But once I look at that roster of coaches, when he was here, I'm looking like, we could have took the pick of the litter. I think that was the same. Was that the same time when Pete Carroll was here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a hell of a coaching staff. We could have rolled with those guys and kind of brought them back through and recycled some players. Side note, Alex said he watching Boonville, home of the best burger in the state. Boonville,
The Hog Talks Burger Tour, Black Dog won the best burger in the River Valley.
Gotcha.
In the little. So we're starting Central Arkansas on August 1st on the next go around with that.
That's what's up. All right. We need to get them on to be a sponsor. So check this. Monday, July 15th, you got LSU, Brian Kelly at 11, South Carolina, Shane Beamer. At 12:35, you got Ole Miss Lane Kiffin. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. And Vanderbilt Clark at 4:20 to close out the day. Tuesday, July 16th, you got Kirby Smart popping it off at 10:05. Josh Heupel on Tuesday. At 11:45, Oklahoma. The first new member, you got Brett Venables at 1:50. That'll be interesting to see. Then you got Eli Drinkwater at 3:20 from Mizzou. So that'll be interesting. I think Tuesday it's going to be something serious. I mean, most weeks, most years when we have SEC Media Days, you always look for the quotes, the one-liners, things of that nature, as Piven will say. So it'll be interesting to see how these coaches pan out and what they have to say. That's going to be very interesting. Wednesday is Alabama, the first time seeing a different head coach at the podium. DeBoer's going to be there at 10:05. Mississippi State, Jeff Levy. This is his second year?
No, it's his first year.
Okay, first year. So another first year coach. Florida got Billy Napier at 1:50. That'll be interesting to see what they have to say. They got some nice pieces. I know they got a nice quarterback came out of high school. And then you got Texas, Steve Sarkisian. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If you tell me by the end of Wednesday that the best interview and the best one-liners is going to be Steve Sarkisian, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem because at some point they finish out the Big 12 as the champions and are looking to contend for a championship in their first year in the SEC. So that'll be interesting. Thursday, closing out, Sam Pittman starts us off on Thursday at 10:35. A&M, Mike Elko at 12:05, first-year coach. Auburn, Hugh Freeze at 2:05. And Kentucky, Mark Stoops. I think Mark Stoops may end with a bang, to be honest with you. I think he may end with a bang at 3:25. What you guys got on the SEC Media Day schedule?
I mean, really, I just look for, kind of like you mentioned, the quotes, the one-liners, the what we're going to get out of it. It's a lot of lip service, you know, for the next few days. I think that there's going to be a lot of questions to Texas and OU on joining the SEC, you know, how's this media day compared to Big 12 media days?
And of course, you got to say the right things.
They do. And then, I mean, you're going to still have like Jeff Levy and Mike Elko and Kalen. How are you going to, you know, follow up Nick Saban? So you got, there's a lot of storylines there with the newbies.
Yeah.
And then flip side, you know, you got Sam Pittman. Is it, what are we going to get out of him? Are we going to get, I think he does a good job when he's done the SEC media days previously. I know that typically in the past, there's been a lot of questions, obviously, surrounding Arkansas, surrounding him. And he, I will say he does handle it well when he goes, especially whenever he's off the podium and when they bring him on with the commentators, analysts up at the, you know, the little booth for 20, 30 minutes.
Right. Sam Pittman usually starts off kind of quirky and nervous. And at some point he gets comfortable and then he starts talking his talk. So I'm excited to see what he has to say. I'm sure that he can ask about the hot seat conversation. Derek, I see you in the comments. And you said disregard, but I seen the spelling on that. Tex ass, not to participate. Yeah.
Not a typo.
Not a typo at all. I'm not mad at it, brother. So, Matt, go ahead.
My biggest one I'm looking forward to is Kirby Smart and all of the issues that his players have had recently. And how he's going to respond. Is he going to get defensive over it? Is he going to, you know, because Saban, if everybody remembers, I believe it was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, Saban and Paul Feinbaum got into a big heated argument on the Feinbaum show during that time because of, I believe, a player had a gun in a car was the incident. And Saban
not named Brandon Miller.
So yeah, a different Alabama player. So I'm interested to see what a Saban disciple, you will call him, what he acts like in this first year without Saban being the big name person there. So I guess in a way Kirby Smart's the big name guy other than the new coming ones.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Has the list came out about what players they're taking yet?
Arkansas is taking Landon Jackson, Taylen Green, and
Andrew Armstrong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Quarterback, probably your first drafted player in Jackson, and then a returning guy who you expect to prove and do his thing at receiver. Okay, I can see that. Who would I have had instead? I don't know. Quarterback. I like quarterback. I like defensive end. I don't know.
I think if you don't have a freshman quarterback or whatever, you've got to take your quarterback. Unless your quarterback has had some off the field issues, you leave him at home. But I don't know if Landon Jackson's your defensive anchor. Then obviously Taylen Green and Armstrong. Maybe I just think he's more quiet than he actually is. I don't know. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what he's got to say.
I would venture to say if Luke Haz was a little older, he would be there.
Yeah.
You can't sure take you off. Want, who's your boy? Jaden? No, I was going to say Jaden.
Hell no. No. Jaden Johnson? Nope.
Yeah.
I would took Hudson Clark, though. And you can't take an offensive lineman. I think you just suspect Sam Pittman to take an offensive lineman, but you have nobody that's a repeat guy. You got a lot of transfers, a couple guys who've been there off and on, not holding down a starting spot for long. So you couldn't take offensive line. So I guess it makes sense to do what he's doing. All right, check this. So looking at that, at the end of the day, we look at the SEC Media Day. And, of course, I think the SEC Media Day is the best conference media day of all. And, of course, I think we're a little biased to it. But at the same time, Big 12 did theirs, and I was looking like, who's watching this? Like, only thing I seen was Shador Sanders and Deion having a conversation.
Speaking of him, how is he the top-rated quarterback in college football 25?
Nepotism? I don't know. I mean, that's the going conversation lately, nepotism. I mean, you know, when it came to players leaving and going, it was NIL. Now it's nepotism. That's the conversation everybody's using. So, I don't know. That's a great question.
Which I will say, if Arkansas's actual true ratings in that game are 85, 84 overall. They were very generous.
Very generous, because you really don't know what you have.
No, you went 4-8, so you know I was expecting low 80s, right at 80 maybe, but yeah. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
All right, so check it. You got something new we're going to do this week, but we're going to jump into this group real quick with receivers and tight ends. You got a list of the players that we're going to talk about this evening? All right. Make sure I put on my readers to see this shit. All right. Wide receivers and tight ends.
I texted it to you earlier, too.
Yeah. But I'm on the phone that I'm – look, disregard that. All right. So you got Jaden Wilson, Andrew Armstrong, Isaac Tesla, Tyrone Broden. You got Jordan Anthony, Bryce Stevens still on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's something to look out for. Okay, C.J. Brown. You got Cross Johnson. I think that was the young man that the coach had brought in at the last minute. I think it was a last-minute receiver that was in the recruiting class. Right. Zach Taylor, all right, Monte Harrison, Desmond James. So that was the young man that had the height that redshirted last year. They was looking like in the spring he was really doing something. He had an opportunity to help the team, but he did not. Jace Petty, Walker.
Kit Savas.
Yeah.
He's from Fort Smith. That.
Oh, somehow you knew that. Yeah.
Well, he was Southside's quarterback, I believe, a couple few years ago. And then I want to say this is already like his second or third. Because I think he went to Arkansas State originally.
Okay.
Didn't play. Went to a little D2, D3 Oklahoma community college as a wide receiver. I don't know if it was community college. I'm just throwing that out. And then he's walking on at Arkansas.
All right.
So I don't know what all went into that, but he's still walking on here. It's not a scholarship, so we'll see what he does.
All right. You got Cameron Bibby. You got Davion Dozier. Kefri Brown.
I'm guessing. I'm waiting for Dozier to have the opportunity to do something because, yeah. I mean, we've been hearing about him since before he got to Arkansas, and I think there were a lot of high hopes for him.
So – in that same conversation, I'm going to say Jaden Wilson. I mean, even though Jaden Wilson has been here a little bit longer, just been waiting for him to have a breakout time. And it seems like somewhere along the line, Bryce Stevens just got left. He got lost in the sauce. I don't know what happened.
He really just kind of went to the return game.
Correct.
I mean, that's really just been what they've used. Because I think he's gotten that spotlight from Satania.
Yep.
You know, because it seemed like that was the only way Satania was getting on the field. And then now Satania is more in the rotation at wideout. And so it's like, okay, we're putting Bryce Stevens back there. But, I mean, I think wasn't Stevens the one that had the punt return against Missouri State?
Yep.
That put us up when Bobby returned?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But, I mean, yeah. with the return game this year, who knows what kickoff and punt returns really look like? Like, that's going to be so different this
year. Are we going to have a kicker that's going to not let – everything's a touchback. I mean, Cam Little kicked him all over the back of the end zone.
Killer Cam was tough, man. Shout out to Killer Cam playing for the Jags. So, tight end talk. All right, we got Ty Washington returning. Ty Washington did his thing when he got opportunity to play. And it seems like they forgot about Ty. Everything was on Luke. And then all of a sudden, when he got the opportunity, when Luke got hurt, they got shined. He had two touchdowns in one game and kept us in the game. So, shout out to Ty Washington on that. Luke Hass, once again, that's the shining star. In the tight end group, you got Varquez Gums. They say he's supposed to do big things this year. After a year where they say he really didn't understand the playbook as well as he should have. Spencer Hensley. Who is he? Where he come from? Red shirt freshman. Okay. Maddox Lester. Anybody know anything about Maddox Lester? Sound familiar to anybody out here?
I do. I know.
Yeah. What's up with your relative?
Man, I'm hoping that he will get an opportunity and show his worth. He's been told that he's been doing good things. So we'll just see how that progresses. I mean, he's got some people in front of him that, you know, have proven their worth. So he just got to fight his way up through the depth chart and get his shot. But they told him that if he proves himself, he'll get on a scholarship. So we'll see what happens on that.
And that's your cousin?
Yeah, Maddox is.
Yeah, so he got on the team because of you, and that's nepotism. Hey, Adam, but I digress. All right, so check it.
Sorry, I'm playing with things over here.
I'm looking forward to Jordan Anthony. He's got track speed. I think he will really can.
Shining star. Shining star medics. But go ahead.
But Jordan Anthony, I think with track speed, I think I was told he runs a 10-1 100. So, I mean, that's pretty dang fast. And then when I was talking to my guy today, he told me that Caffrey Brown, he's really looking forward to him, seeing film on him. He's pretty impressive as well, being a senior. We'll see what, you know, if he brings any maturity physically to the field and can get step foot on there. But you got Armstrong and Broden and all these other veterans that are trying to hold on to their spot. But they're at least building some competition. In the room, so that's all you can ever ask for, and let the best man win, and don't let the older man always be the one that wins. Let the best man win.
Let the best man win. We learned about that a couple years ago. Got a comment here on the YouTube from a Hardwire 86 saying Wolfpeak Sui. We will surprise teams this season. I hope so. I hope so in a positive way. Michael Smith with the comment on Facebook said kickoffs should be going through the end zone after Cavaruso transferred back and sat out last year. Cavaruso transferred out to Wisconsin and came back, correct?
Yeah, left and then came back.
Yeah. I know he was. He felt some type of way that he wasn't able to do punt and kickoffs. So he ended up transferring out but coming back. I think that's a good thing. Some people forget how valuable Coach Scott Fountain really is in regards to special teams. Now, I would like to see on a consistent basis us be able to return and score points in the special teams. Of course, we've seen it with Cam Little and with kicking field goals, et cetera. But I would like to see us get more returns and a better field position on punt returns and kickoff returns. It's definitely going to help the offense flourish, make sure the defense is not on the field long. That way, everybody has enough gas to keep doing what they do at a high
level. Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids spending and saving while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at Greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
So that'll be exciting to see right there. That's Washington right there. Washington balled out. Washington balled out. I remember watching. Yeah, he did his thing. I'm glad he got an opportunity to do it.
Well, and I think there was talk about, like, was he going to leave or not?
Yes, there was.
So I was glad to see him stay.
Yeah. Especially after he got injured. So it was definitely interesting to see. People keep talking about Barkese Gums, and I'm interested to see how many two tight end sets we'll really be in under Bobby Petrino. I don't know who we really have as a blocking tight end, but if we're going to be able to put two tight ends that can actually run routes and catch the ball and do something with it, that'd be exciting with the wide receiver core that we already have.
I think they brought in that blocking tight end from northern Michigan, somewhere up in Michigan.
Gotcha.
That Andreas Paskes, 6'6", 252 tight end. I think that's what he does, is being a blocking tight end.
Gotcha. Andrew Armstrong seems to be that guy. My question with Armstrong, I also tie Tesla together. They're exclusive. He said Eastern Michigan, Michael said. Eastern Michigan. Thank you, Michael. Tesla. So we heard a lot about Tesla. It was a lot of – he looked like Sunshine from Remember the Titans. And the man was out there, and everybody kept telling us about the one-hand catches and the route running. And and then the season happened. And then people caught on to him, and they jammed him at the line and threw him off his route running. It's been very quiet about his status and what he's been doing during the spring practice. So I'm interested to see what he comes out looking like, if he'll get some slot play along with Stevens and Satania, or he'll be on the outside making moves against the number one DB. So that'll be interesting to see in regards to that. Matt, who else you looking at on wide receiver core?
Basically, I had Jordan Anthony and him. I want to see Broden, just a big body, see what he can do again, going across the middle. I remember one of the catches last year he had in the end zone was basically a back M route across the back line, and he used his body to get it. So having a big body receiver like that is definitely advantageous if you can get the ball to him. But our biggest issue last year was getting separation, like what you were talking about with Tesla. He can make all them one-handed catches, but if all of them are having to be contested 5-10-yard routes, then it's maybe not the best option for you. Speed kills. So, I mean, if the speed can catch the ball, that's where you really should be going with on the field is the fast guys.
And then the other side of that, it made me think about last year when people talked about how KJ used to hold on to the ball. But if you're in the quarterback position and you got a defensive line breathing down your neck, and then you look at the receiver, he look open, but he really ain't open. You kind of tend to hold on the ball a little bit longer, then tuck it and run. So that definitely made sense in the grand scheme of things once you watch what you saw. Adam, did you see anybody that you're really interested to see? Or and we haven't talked about Shamar East, but who are you excited to see in regards to wide receivers and tight ends?
I mean, I think I've been ready to see Broden and Armstrong, just their height. I mean, both, you know, 6'4", 6'7". I'm ready for that to be used, like, more so, not be underthrown, you know, throw it up and let them go get it. Like I said earlier, though, I've been, you know, I'm waiting to see a little bit more from Dozier. Gotcha. I'm just ready to see him be able to be on the field more to be able to do something.
Right. I wonder if people get mad at Petrino if he do some trick plays. Like, people used to get mad at your boy Bryce. Nice.
He's going to do some trick plays, but they may not be all behind the line of scrimmage, double pass stuff that Brawls would run.
Gotcha.
You're going to see the Cowboy hit him up or something like that, where you line up at fourth and one, look like you're about to do a quarterback sneak, and you just slip out one tight end, and he's always wide open down the field. And the blocking tight end we were just talking about, as soon as we started talking about that, I was like, he might be the guy.
He might be the situation. Guy. Yeah, they may block down and then release and get open.
All right, guys, so we're going to try something new right quick.
We got something new. I wish you had a...
Wait, what do you want?
Yeah.
Hang on.
We got a new thing alert. That's it. Ready to see
how it.
Yeah, of course he got it. All right, look, guys, so we've been talking. We've been doing our thing. Since we started this show, we wanted to start something new. We wanted to add something to a show, and we felt like, hey, we the only one that's going to be able to do this. So today, we're going to have a new little segment. Well, basically, as you can type in and do the comments, and I'm reading them on the side, we also have a way where you can call in on the show. So it sounds like we have our very first caller.
Hey, Logan, can you hear us? Watch technical difficulties first time. Hey, Logan, can you hear us? No. Okay.
See?
We got to figure that out.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out
on the first try.
Yeah. Work out the bugs. We'll figure it out. But opportunity for
our
you
bad,
guys.
Logan.
Yeah. Logan, call back. So either way it goes, we're going to have opportunity where you guys can call in. You can get in the comments if you feel comfortable, if you want to call in and chime in on the conversation that we're in, drop a question that you want answered or you want us to discuss. There's going to be an opportunity for that to happen. So we're excited to add the little portion on that. Once we work the bugs out, we'll make sure. It's like when you update your iPhone and then you're looking like, okay, let me wait. It's like when you get the new game and then you be like, let me let the bugs work out first and then I'll try it. So it's one of those things. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Black Hat over there is going to figure it out. and then we'll get back to it.
Watch. Wow, that's stupid.
Hey, you know what?
don't do happened. That. Don't do that. Don't say that. All right. It doesn't matter what you think. At all. So back to the receivers and tight ends. Can you put the graphic back on the screen, please, sir? Please and thank you. So let's just say we're talking four wide receivers. I got to say Andrew Armstrong. As you want. I would like to see Broden as a two because we haven't seen a big body receiver make plays in the end zone since what? Marcus Monk? It's the last big body.
Yeah.
Who else?
Last one I can think of.
Yeah, last
I
one
mean,
I can
well,
think of.
Burks, I mean, he's not that big, but, I mean, he's still bigger.
He just had big hands. I'm talking about big body. Yeah, 6'7". We know Monk played on a basketball team, so that type of athleticism, wingspan, jump ball, 50-50 balls in the end zone. Because at the end of the day, I looked at last year's, a lot of those close games we played, we couldn't score in the end zone. We would get down there somehow, a couple plays, end up kicking field goals. So if we can cash in the end zone with a big body receiver and people know we're going to him and it still doesn't matter, I'm with it. And, of course, you know Sam Pittman wants to run the pill, so it'd be interesting to see if he's going to be able to mix it up with the personality he has and make it happen. C.J. Brown, young freshman out of Bentonville, very impressed with him. I've seen a lot of his interviews, very impressed with how well-spoken he is at a young age. So I'm excited to see if he'll be able to make some sparks and get open with his speed. We talked about Davion Dozier. I like him as well. Shamar Easter. Now, Shamar Easter he was highly talented. We knew we had him. We knew we had Lucas. And it's now the conversation is he going to be big enough to be out there and be able to block down and get open and make plays? I'm interested to see what he's going to be able to bring. Young man from Ashdown, had a lot of talent coming out of high school. So it'll be interesting to see if he's able to do something. Matt, real quick. When you look at Isaiah Satania, what are you looking forward to what he can bring to the field this year?
More consistency. He's obviously proven he can get open. We need him to be able to catch the ball, but we also need the ball to be on time, on target. So one thing that's been good is that as soon as Taylen Green got to campus, he started working out with all the receivers and the linemen, trying to build, camaraderie and get familiar with everybody. And that's something we didn't necessarily have in the past. And so I really look forward to the way we can really progress. If Taylen Green is as good as some people are saying, and as I'm being told, I feel like we do have a shot as long as we can make some good passes in all three levels of the game, being short, intermediate, and long. We can really exploit the defense, stretch them out, and that's just going to do nothing but help the offensive line, opening up for the run game, everything. So, and you know, Petrino's going to be hitting sling route or wheel routes to the running backs and everything. He's going to clear it out with deep routes and posts and stuff on one side and have, I don't know, DeBenyon Jackson, somebody coming out of the backfield running a wheel route like Ronnie Wego used to. But Satania, I'm really hoping that was kind of the one thing we haven't really touched on. I'm really hoping that he does get a shot and he makes the most of it. Because he is explosive, he's very shifty, and that's something you need in a slot receiver. That's what you look for.
And on top of that, they recruited him hella hard. So, of course, I think initially he committed to Oregon. He decommitted and committed to Texas A&M. And then they was able to reel him in and have him sign with Arkansas. So, if you're going to go through all that to get a guy on campus, you got to play him. You got to design plays for him. I would like to see him on some crossing routes. Some routes where he can catch the ball on a dead run and just catch it and go. Like, let his athleticism do what it do. I don't need him running routes 50 yards down the field and wait for the ball hanging in the air. No. Give him the ball while he's still running at full speed and let him do his thing and let him use his speed. So, Will asks, do you think Monte Harrison could contribute? Now, I looked at that, Will, and I'm not real familiar with the young man, but I am looking at the size. 6'3", 225? Freshman?
Depends on how he picks up the playbook.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Yeah. If you pick up the playbook, because you know Petrino don't play that. If you don't get the playbook down, he ain't fooling with you. So it'll be interesting to see if he does pick up the playbook and how much he may get opportunity to play. Because we also know injuries can happen, and we wish everyone great health during the season. But the next guy mentality has to be in effect to where the next guy can just jump in there because he's familiar with the playbook, he understands the scheme, and he has a relationship and chemistry with the quarterback. That's the older player, right? So, Will, I was asking, the baseball player. The baseball player is what? Is he on defense? The former MLB player. Okay, Will. Okay, gotcha. That's got it. But he got him listed as a freshman. That's the only thing that concerned me. But the size definitely bodes well for him to get an opportunity to play. Adam.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay, he's the wide receiver. Okay, yeah. So Will said he is the wide receiver. The baseball, the former MLB player. Monty Harrison, 6'3", 225?
Mm-hmm.
So technically he has eligibility and is a freshman? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy. Draft. Yeah. Zach Taylor, 6'4", 170. He got to get in the weight room. He got to get on that meal plan, freshman 15. But the size, I realized that the new wide receiver coach is getting a lot of size in the room, along with the speed guys we already have. I think Petrino really can make some shape. This is going to be an interesting season with the guys you have at skill positions on the outside, as well as the running backs we'll jump into next week. It'll be interesting to see how these guys are utilized. I think Petrino understands what he has on the offensive line, good, bad, or different, and he's willing to make adjustments in order to make it happen. So if he needs to get the ball out the quarterback hands fast, he'll make that happen. If he needs to do a 5 or 7-step drop, he can do that too, depending on the personnel that's on the field. Rick Simpson with a comment said, what's his rating going to be on NCAA 25? That's a great question. I'm sure it's going to be low because he has no statistical background or numbers to even go off of. Other than he was in MLB, and at the same time, he may have some maturity on his side. So we'll see what that looks like and see if he's available. Adam, what you got?
I hate time technology, so I'm going to stop trying to figure that out.
Gotcha.
No, I mean, I'm actually curious to see what Monty's going to bring to the table. I mean, it's one of those things that are we going to hear much about it? Are we going to get, you know, I think everybody already had their fun and making fun of, you know, getting this former Major League Baseball player to come play college football. But, you know, it could be a diamond in the rough, could be one of those things that, hell, at the very least, if he teaches some of these guys how to act in a clubhouse or locker room or whatever, then so be it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody has to play a role on the team. If that's his role, it's definitely going to be appreciated because nobody else can bring that to the table other than a guy who is an older man who has a family and can be able to talk to younger guys and kind of help motivate them and direct them in the right direction. Hunter Townsend says, let you guys know in the ratings tomorrow when I get to play. The game drops tomorrow? It's official tomorrow?
Well, if you did the download pre-order. Online advance, whatever, pre-order, you get it on the 16th. Everybody else is on the 19th, which mine's going to be on the 19th. But, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's already downloaded, but watch. Knock on wood, because I had ate it for you. But they're going to come back and be like, oh, hey, here's a 6-hour download that you have to download before.
And then copy it over and all that stuff. But, yeah, whoever bought the expensive one with Madden or whatever is the ones that can start playing some.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs. And the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Tomorrow. You bought a standard one. You have to be Friday.
Logan, you got the game. Logan saying the 16th, so like he's gonna be on board too. It sounds like once we get this going for the people who are gamers, and there's nothing wrong with adults playing video games. Hey, it's better than being in the streets. So ladies, if your guy plays video games, it's better him to be in the other room playing the game than running these streets. So let that man play the game. With that being said, we about to drop some gamer tags on here. See who really want to challenge and get on this Hog HQ Live and talk about this game. We're about to do, because you got Adam. He just got back into playing. And, you know, he been playing on the phone for so long, he don't even really know what to do.
That's on Call of Duty. That's not on this.
I'm just saying. It's overall gaming experience. Because he don't want to face me on Call of Duty yet. So
you
I'm going to let him.
Even added, you know, day one, so, Matt added me.
So, have you played, Matt?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm letting you get yourself together, letting you build confidence, because I'm going to kick your ass, E-Bass. At the end of the day, it's going to happen. No, we can team up and get some run some games, so that'll be cool. And yeah. Matt, I seen you drop in the comment somewhere. You issuing challenges? You handing out butt whoopings? Is that what's going
on?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. First thing I'm doing is setting my audibles into this game on. Let's play.
Gotcha. I'm about to play one of y'all on a new game. We'll drop that next week when everybody get the game downloaded. When it's official for everybody, Hunter said you can do a 32-team online dynasty. Should get a 32. Group going. Hey, Hunter, you might be on to something. We might have to go ahead and bring that back up and see who's interested. Drop it in the group and see who's down, and then get everybody's game information on that. All right. You can get this graphic off my screen. You still trying to figure out technology, sir?
Yeah.
It's okay. You try it, brother. Nobody can knock you for that. Stream the game. I'll watch it. That may not be a bad idea, Rick. We might do a midweek stream of the game in between Hog Talk Podcast and Hog HQ Live. We might do it. So once Matt gets to smacking people up and down and talking trash, we might be able to do that 1v1. And that may not be a bad idea. I'm going to get my gaming down. I'm going to get my audibles together. And I'm gonna get it going too. I'm gonna beat Matt first, but we're not gonna talk about it in public. I'm gonna beat Matt first. So once I beat Matt, it's on. Anybody can get it. It's that type of level. All right. So you got anything for your wrap up tonight? We ain't gonna stay too long because we stayed long last week. But if it's anything you guys want to add before we get up out of here, Adam, you can go ahead and start.
No, I mean we've got. You're gonna talk about subscribing.
Yeah,
here's the thing. You know, we've got the podcast, all of our shows. Obviously, you can still stream them later on Twitter, YouTube, in the group. Also, if you go to Hog Talk's podcast page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, I mean, there's 7, 8, 9 of them. You can just add them to your library, and then they'll I know on Apple Podcasts, they'll automatically download when there's a new episode. So you can just. What did you say the other day? Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. I'll set it and forget it. This is what happens when people get bored and they just play with technology. That's why the phone line not working, because you play too much. It's amazing that you threw me and Matt in there and then throw yourself in there.
Hey, I still have... like Christmas movie pictures with y'all two that I did a long time ago. Like gotcha. Y'all on movie covers together. And
right.
That's what happens when you create these things. You don't put yourself in them.
Petty. Matt, we got to get together. We got to come up with something. We got to get
we'll get him to do it though.
That's the thing.
Yeah. He might not run it if we do that. All right. So definitely, Adam, you were talking about subscriptions. How much does subscription cost to watch the show?
Free. Show?
Free. 99. That's the cost of dime. And with the way the economy is and inflation, anything that's free is for me. Matt, what you got before we get up out of here, sir?
Just appreciate all the members. Please keep inviting and spreading the word, telling everybody about the group, the show, the podcast. And hopefully when we get this phone line thing working, it'll really take things to a new level.
Is that a shot?
Hey, Logan said no. I came with the bling tonight. I came with the bling tonight. Put it up. Hey, and yes, I'm hate. You ain't got to hate, brother. Don't hate. Hey, Logan, don't hate.
Congratulate.
Hydrate. That's what I'm on. That's what it's too hot outside. I know it's hot as hell in Texas. It's hot as hell in Georgia, man. This heat wave is something serious. All right, guys, before we get up out of here, remember, as the gentleman said, you can find us on Instagram. We're on Facebook, and most of you guys are watching. And you thank you to the guys who are watching on YouTube. You
hey, Logan, call me. No, we're getting this shit to work.
Logan,
call me. Work?
Just 102. Hell yeah, it's hot. Logan, hit him up. At 8. Damn, it's 102 at 8? That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Call Adam. Let's see if we can get it going before we get gone. Uh-oh. We might have some. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom.
Logan?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Got it.
Got you. Us.
I can hear everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Man. On the look at new shit.
So, do you have any input for the wide receivers, tight ends, anybody you're looking for? Since we've already passed that segment.
Yeah. First of all, it's an honor to be here. Love the show. Love what you guys are doing.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
So I want to see Broden take a big step in the end zone, anything inside the red zone. That man ought to have a playbook for just himself. I think Kessler should be used as a tight end because he's not a great route runner and he doesn't get a good separation.
High take.
So I feel that he'd be real good coming off the block 10 yards, 15 yards out. Maybe we need a first down on 3 and 4. And maybe we confuse them with putting our tallest guys in the corners and have Tesla running wide open in the middle of the field in the end zone. Because I feel he was a lot of hype behind him last year because of his video coming into Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't high on him because even on his highlight reel, bro, you're in Division II. Is way different in the SEC. Yeah. Even the starriest players are way better.
Gotcha. Now, that one comment you dropped about him blocking and moving the tight end, I don't know if you guys remember last year, a lot of great runs we had off the edge is because Tesla was blocking his tail off and blocking guys to the end zone. Mm-hmm. So that's not a bad observation at all, man. Never thought about that, but that's a great observation to see him that way.
Well, he's got the frame. He's 6'4", 216 pounds. That's what Brock Bowers was drafted at. So why not change it up for him? Because he couldn't do anything outside of 10 yards.
Yeah, couldn't get the separation that was needed. And like I said, I never felt that speed was there at the end of the day. They just talk about how well he ran routes. But like you said, if he couldn't get separation, it doesn't even really matter.
No, it didn't matter. Did I say Broden right?
You did say Broden.
Okay. All right, good deal. What are we hearing about him? Because he's too big to be quiet.
Sometimes you don't really want to talk too much about the people you're expecting the most out of unless they're actual stars already. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm at. And because, you know, in the off season and spring and all that stuff, that's why I call it the hype season, where they're talking up all the players that you don't hear a lot about, saying they're doing good things, because maybe they are doing good stuff, but they're really trying to just give them a little boost to the morale and stuff, because they're more than likely not going to be starters. And so you're just trying to keep them in it and keep them, you know, try to keep team building, and hopefully that one day they do see the field and they start to shine.
Well, hopefully in Taylen Green's arsenal, it's throwing the ball above Broden's head where he has to go get it.
How do we
No, you're good.
How do we feel about Luke Cause's recovery? What he's going to look like coming into the fall?
I haven't heard of any setbacks or anything. I mean, everything video-wise, whatnot. I mean, obviously, you're not – I think they'd be protecting him more if there was any speculation or questions around his recovery. So I don't imagine the very first – your very first game of the year, especially coming off an injury, I think he'll be used scarcely against UAPB. Get him back in the groove, but – you know, it's one of those things they also have to get prepared for Oklahoma State. So they can't go into that game thinking like, okay, we're just going to ho-hum our way through this. We've got a script we're going to go by. They need to come out to maybe figure out some things if there's questions. Because you got a real deal game at week two.
Yeah, I think they have a limited playbook in game one. And if they successful, like I said, if you don't score 50 on UAPB, it's a problem. But either way I go, I think they have a limited playbook, not show too much. I wouldn't say be vanilla because Bobby Petrino just don't do vanilla. That's just not his thing. But at the end of the day, knowing that when you go to Oklahoma State, that's your first, your second game. It's a non-conference game as the first one was, but you're on the road. So if we know the first game is in Little Rock, which is technically on the road, but a bigger opponent in week two, Oklahoma State, you got to unleash the dragons. Unleash the dragon. Like Drew Hill. What's his name, Cisco? All right. So comment real quick. I know
you
know
might not have a lot of people know who Drew Hill is.
They may not. They may not. All right. So Hunter Townsend, while you're on the phone, Hunter said, plus if you can put him at tight end, talking about Tesla, like Logan said, if he can't get separation on the cornerback, he should have no problem getting it on the linebacker. Absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. If he's able to get some moves in a short distance and be able to jump off the line, get separation, get wide open, him and the quarterback got a rapport, it should be a nice little 1-2. So that'd be nice to see. It's a great comment right there.
Hey, can I ask Adam a question?
Oh, me? Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. So I know that you're on the 3-9 for the season. And yes, there's a lot of talk about Sam Pittman already kind of wants to go. What if Arkansas has a 6-6, 7-5, and its highest potential 8-4 season, and Sam Pittman's out the door either way?
So I know on here and on Hog Talk, we'll get more in depth on our predictions probably the week or two before the season starts. But I know we've kind of already talked about I'm in the wheelhouse of if it's 5 or 7 and below, then Sam Pittman will be fired. But it's one of those things that I don't think it does him any favors to fire him during the season unless you've just lost the locker room that much that you've got to make the move right then. Mm-hmm. I think that if it's a losing season, I think they just allow him to go, part mutual ways, retire, whatever. I don't think there would be much celebrated behind it because the last couple of years. If he were to go, let's say 7-5, 8-4, I think is a gigantic stretch. But in that respect, I think you look at it and you give him a choice. Do you want to come back or do you want to retire and just walk away with your head held high? Part of me thinks that I think it's time for a change. I think there's going to be a change. I'm not trying to take any shots or piss anybody off. It just hasn't worked out in my opinion. And I think it's time to make a change and, you know, just let it go. Be gone before it gets worse. I would rather him go out on a high note than leave on a bad note.
I can respect
that. If he retires, mm-hmm. What is his contract? Does he have a buyout or anything owed if we keep
I think he's got, I think he's fairly low on his contract either way. Like, whether he was to retire, be fired, whatever, I don't think he'd be owed much money, regardless of however that works out.
I don't remember how much it was, but he had a buyout last year, and that was part of why they didn't really let him go. Plus, they had the works of Bobby Petrino coming in secretly. So that's why they didn't fire him, because they were all about to. The donors were ready to put up the money. But Hunter wanted to save the buyout, not just keep wasting money. And plus, you had Bobby Petrino, which they were hoping would somewhat reunite the fan base after it being so, it was kind of toxic. Nobody cared, lethargic, whatever. But there were some money saving tactics in the way they did it. And as soon as Bobby became available, that's when everything shifted from getting rid of Pittman to let's try to salvage this and see what we can do and go from there. But I wouldn't expect Pittman to be here more than 2 years, regardless.
Yeah, I will see a 2-year extension if he has a decent season.
So I was way off. His buyouts are roughly around $10 million.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because that was a thing. So last year, when all the talk started coming out in November, it was a $16.7 million buyout. Mm. And it's dropped because we passed a certain date. So he's right around the $10 million mark. So that would drop again past a certain date, probably sometime in November, December timeframe.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, basically, what you're saying, Matt, is Petrino was a shot in the arm for the fan base. Yurchek was doing his job, but long term, we'll see how everything opens up while all these other coaches are still switching, figuring out the NIL and what they want to do. Because you saw Saban step aside, still has a lead role at Alabama, but maybe there's a lot of coaches like him that want to just go ahead and get out of the way, figure out this younger generation of coaches coming up, and go from there, not fire on the bullet immediately because the fan base is.
Yeah, I think that right now there's a lot of your older coaches that will see, I think, try to stick this thing out. But I think everything with the transfer portal and the NIL, it's just too big.
Yeah.
If there's no cap to any of this, I mean, it was after Saban had retired, but it was a conversation with him and his wife, and her question or statement was essentially because they hosted recruits and whatnot at their house, and there weren't as many, or it just felt different. There was recruits and their families, I think it was. And she looked at Coach Saban and she was basically like, why are we still doing this? And it was just because, I mean, there wasn't as many players coming through. It was essentially players weren't coming there. They were coming there for money. They're coming there for the NIL. They weren't coming there necessarily because they knew that this is going to get them to the NFL.
Oh, yeah, to get great development and teaching from Nick Saban.
So I think a lot of your older coaches, I mean, unless you've got that used car salesman in you.
Don't bring that up. It sounds like you got bad Chad.
Not my guy.
Nah, well, I'm just saying.
No more.
He was straight garbage. Real quick, while you're on the phone, Logan, jump to these comments. Derek Covington said 7-5, 8-4 pipe dreams. Brad said, and if he retires, I'm guessing Arkansas could make a deal on that. Absolutely. Brad said he also wish he could have a $10 million buyout. Don't we all? Don't we all? Adam, you said something in your comment in regards to what the record may look like if he gets fired during the season, where he just kind of loses the team. Similar to how we've seen Dan Enos get replaced after that 7-3 loss to Mississippi State. It got to be something horrible like that for that to happen. I just think Hunter Yurchek is a stand-up guy in regards to what he does and how he communicates with his coaches. I don't think a mid-season situation will happen unless, as you say, something tragic happens to where you can clearly see he's lost the team.
I think a lot of it's going to – are your teams finishing games, or are they just getting blown out and detested, not trying, et cetera? So, I mean, it's a bunch of close losses – you know, you just let them ride it out. But if you're getting blowout after blowout after blowout, then you're not gaining anything by keeping him around.
Hey, people that's watching right now, I bet you're going to hit the like button. I bet you're going to hit the like button. Just for the simple fact that Adam was so steadfast in getting Logan on his phone, and he finally made it happen. Like, we legit.
I have one. Hit the like button if you know what this is. Anyway.
And the likes are going up. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Freaks.
You see, Matt, you see how he does? He called people freaks, but somehow he knew how to download it. How is he familiar to even know how to download it? I don't know.
It's a sound clip.
Yeah, but I digress. But anyway, Logan, we thank you so much. Logan, shout out to you because guess what, Logan? As Harry Harris was our first special guest on the show, you are our first call-in guy on the show, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. And as we go forward with this process, we would love to have you on more than not, more often than not, with any comments, concerns that you have. I know closer we get to the season, it's going to be even more turnt. So we thank you for jumping on the phone with us this evening. We run that 105, and we just want to say thank you, man, for jumping on with us and have a conversation and being our first call-in guy.
Hey, man, I appreciate all you guys. Every time I text y'all, hit your DMs. Y'all always text back, hit me back. Very punctual guys. Y'all stand up guys. And maybe this might turn into the Hog Fine Bomb show one day.
Hey.
Hey.
That's how the conversation started. I was like, look.
Actually, it was, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, look. I said, look, out of all the shows that's similar to what we do, nobody's doing this. So if you see anybody else start doing it, know where it came from in regards to Arkansas content. Hog HQ Live, baby.
Appreciate you, Logan.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Y'all be good tonight.
Peace. Thank you, Logan.
Peace. Yep. Hey, man, you did it. You did it, bro.
That's why I was sitting over here. I was like, and you know what all it was is I had to disconnect it and reconnect it. It's like the old IT thing. Did you try turning it off and back on again?
It never fails. It always seems to work, bro. Look, we run that 106. You know, last time we ran this long, somebody made a comment during the week. Talked about, you know, people rambling.
Oh, yeah.
20, 30 minutes. Yeah, we're not going to talk. Hey, Ty. I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, Ty. Hope you're watching at this point. If anybody knows Ty, I forgot his last name. It really doesn't matter. At the beginning of the show, during the intro, it's a part of the intro that says, even if you watch everything that we do, And you don't like it, you're still a fan. So we appreciate you being a fan, Ty, even with the negative comments. Brad said, hair's about to roll. Absolutely,
congratulations.
Brad.
You played yourself.
Yes, sir, you played yourself. Look, at the end of the day, guys, the day gonna end, as Glorilla said. We're going to get ourselves out of here once again. We're available on YouTube. And the YouTube subscription has been going up. Thank you guys for that. Our Apple Podcasts, they've been going up. Thank you guys for sharing this content. Thank you, Logan, for jumping on with us tonight. Thank you, Logan, for sharing the show on your page so other people that you know that may not be in the group or watching is able to see what's going on with us. And we just thank you guys for everything you do. Brad, it seems like you've been in this chat every week on that YouTube. Brad, we might have to get you on here, brother. We might have to get you on here. We didn't see Miss Teresa tonight. I might have to tap in with Miss Teresa. I'm like, Miss Teresa, I look forward to seeing you every week, Miss Teresa. And we didn't see her this week. So I might tap in and see what she got going on. With all that being said, we thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's another great episode. Next week, we'll jump on again. We'll have more content from SEC Media Days. I think we're going to have a gentleman on here who's going to attend SEC Media Days in Dallas. So that'll be some great conversation. Another guy who call in and have a conversation or be on screen with us. So that'll be dope. And we're also going to another position group. I want to say we are finishing offense with the running back room next week.
Yeah.
And yeah. So we'll talk about running backs next week. And we got a little video to show in regards to that. Other than that, guys, once again, Hog Talk Podcast. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check out Porter Hayes on Hog Talk Podcast with Adam. They do their thing during the week. And catch us on Sundays at Hog HQ Live. We thank you guys so much for doing what you do and supporting us every single week. With that being said, we are out of here. Give me my theme music. Hey.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.